Parsha starts out, Hashem telling Moshe Rabbeinu, Nosoyes Rosh B'nei Gershon Gam Heim. You should count the heads of B'nei Gershon, also them. So the Medrash Rabbah brings down a pasuk about this. Hadod the Siv, Yikarahi Mipnina, the Torah is more dear than pearls, the Chol Chafetzecha LaYishuva, all of your physical acquisitions cannot equal the Torah. Now, what does it mean by that? Keres is in Bechaira, in age, so Gershon was older than Kahas. So Gershon really should have been counted first, Lefila Bechaira. And yet you see that the Torah, Bedavka, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bedavka, said that Kahas is counted first, and then comes Gershon Gamheim. They're an also, they're in addition to Kahas, but Kahas is first. The Torah is teaching us over here that Torah comes before the covet of Bechayra. So that's what it means over here, Yikarahim Pninim, even from a Kayim Gadol who goes in, Pninim Lefnai Velefnim. The Torah is the greatest thing. And then the Medrash goes on to say that we learned that Chacham comes before a Melech Yisrael, and a Melech comes before a Kayim Gadol, and a Kayim Gadol comes before a Navi, a whole Seder Hadvarim, Kain Hegid before a Levi before Yisrael, etc., etc., etc. Amosai, Bizman Shekulam Shoven. If they're all equal in Torah and Yira, then you have the Seder. But if, let's say, you had a Mamzer Talmud Chacham and a Kain Gadol Ama Aretz, the Mamzer Talmud Chacham comes before the Kain Gadol Ama Aretz, as it says, Yikarahim Pninim, even from some of them went in, Lefnai Belefnim. So Chaskel Levenstein asks a question, if that's the case, Taka, so why, if they're all equal in Torah and Yira, is there such a division? There's Melech and Navi and Kohen Gadol, etc., etc. Why are there divisions? If everybody's equal in Torah, so Torah should be the determining factor. So he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'davka made it this way, to show that there's a Bairi Eilam, and he delegates that each person has a different tafkid in the Bria. Not everybody is created equal with equal tafkidim. Every single person is created with his own separate tafkid. The same way in the body, in the human body, there's Ramache Varem Shasagidim. And each one serves a different purpose. The eyes serve a different purpose than the nose, and the nose different than the mouth, and all of them different than the brain and the heart. Everything has its own tafkid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by designating different categories of yichus and different categories of avoda, that goof is the biggest meyid. It's meyid to all of us that there's a Bairi Olam, and the Bairi Olam commands, and he decides with his hashgacha exactly who has what tafkid. And Hashem Lefizeh, the chelik of believing HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that he gave me this tafkid that nobody else has. Sometimes we complain about our matzah, why am I not this, why am I not that? Even if it's not a geti yichis, you know, why was I give? Teretz is, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you, if you're a tafkid. If you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know that these are your koichis, and you're meant to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with your regular koichis. But the ikru limud over here is that Torah is l'mayla from everything. Torah, even chayr is a kval b'gazach, of Rafa P'ken, yukarahim yubninim, the Torah is greater than everything. I saw from Reb Zadel Epstein, I'm going outside of Reb Zadel Epstein's Esel, he said that, you see that a lot of times I'm having now Masechtas Ksubas, there's two extra letters written in a word, so from one extra letter we learn one halacha, from the other extra letter we learn a different halacha. The Torah is very frugal. Yet over here, the Torah goes into detail, Nosa Yisroish, B'nei Gershon Gamhein, also they, and the Torah tells us a whole different counting. For them, Torah is Meirich over here in the countings. Vaistos, that this limud, the Torah is a Meirich from everything, is a limud that is Kedai to be Meirich on. And the emes is, the Mishnah in Pirkei Yovis says, Chavivin Yisrael, Shanik Mohem Klechem. Yisrael is Chaviv, that they were given the coveted vessels, the Torah. This extra chiba was no, it was made known to them. Shenemar, as it says, Ki lekach toiv nosati lochem, toirosi al tazoiv. don't know if I ever said it over, but it's good to say again. Hagoyin Rav Chaim Kreisworth, he said he was always bothered by the redundancy of the Mishnah. And Hashem bedafka let them know this. Shenemar ki lechatov nesati lcham terosi al tazayvi. Like the Mishnah says it, we're chaviv. So why does it have to tell us that Hashem was magia this and the pasuk? Like, what's the purpose? So he said he was always wondering about this until b'didei hava uvda. At the outbreak of World War II, so a yid came over to him. Already getting on in years. And he asked him for a taiva. He didn't think he was going to make it through the war. And he had certificates for accounts in Switzerland. And he wanted him to be a shomer for him on those certificates. And he should, after the war, if he had survivors, he should look for those survivors and try and give them those certificates. So he said, nah, you will make it. But Lameisa, he convinced him to take the certificates. Lameisa of Chaim Verstetzach, he survived the war, and after the war, he was looking for the Yarshim. He heard that this person was Nifta. He was looking for his Yarshim. He couldn't find him. And this was going on for years. One day, he lived in America for a while, so he was on a subway, and another Yid gets onto the subway. He sits down next to him, and he starts bemoaning his fate. He has a large mishpacha. He's a survivor from the Melchama. And he's in chinuch, he's a melamed, he can't make ends meet, he's poor, he's this, he's that, he's mamish, about klokzach to Reb Chaim Kreisworth. Taich advarim, Chaim asks him, what's your name? My name is so-and-so. So he says, where do you come from? And he told him where he came from. So he says, what was the name of your father? He told him his father's name. I got news for you. He says, you're a rich man. So what do you mean? And he told him, I have certificates for you for an account to Switzerland. To Switzerland, how am I going to get to Switzerland? He says, I'll get you to Switzerland, you know. Lameisa, happy ending. So when Reb Chaim said over this Maisa, he used to say it over Barabim often, he used to ask the Oilam, before this fellow realized that he had certificates in Switzerland, was he a rich man or was he a poor man? Everybody says he was rich, he didn't know about it. He says, nay, he was a poor man. He didn't have access. What good does it do me that technically he had the funds there? If he has no shaykhs to knowing what he had, then he's not privy to these riches. He's an ani. So he came to the realization, that's the pshat in the mission over here. Chaviv in Yisroel shenitlam k'nei chemde. Ober the chibi yaseri noidaslam. It has to be known to them how choshev it is. Because if not, then you don't realize what your kaychas are. You have no idea what your kaychas are. Right? We see Nisim going on in Eretz Yisrael. It's only with the Kayach HaTorah. It makes no sense any other way, right? But the dummies in the Knesset and in the government have no idea. They have no idea. You know, if you have any kashas, what got into Trump's brain now? Meshugit, what's going on right now? It makes absolutely no sense. It could be because they're holding back and they're giving them an Eitayr Tzaris. We don't know, right? But that's a perfect example. You could have the biggest glick in your world. You see the Torah belt is expanding, it's exploding, the chayach, that slog is the chayach. Li'ayin hara halavai vayter. And the not from a world is bitter, and they're angry, and they're complaining. And you see that the Torah world, the chassidish world, is mamar simcha, there's growth. So what are you doing? Terence says, they have no idea what the Kayach HaTorah is. So, Chibi Yisera Noidaz, the Torah is Mayrach over your ear also. Yichas is, B'chayrus Takan Inyan. Torah is Lamayla Mikulam, and the Torah goes out of its way to tell us that. Ish ish kisiste ishtay. So, Grashi Makos of Lamayla Minayan. What's it written before this parsha of Saita? The ish es kadosha loy yihiyu. A man, his truma, will belong to him. Which means he has a schus of taivis hanoa. He can give the truma to whomever he wants. Imatum akiv, matonis, matnas hakoyein. Chayecha shetistarich lovay esloy lohavi loy esasaitin. If you're a ma'akiv, the matonis of the koyein, you're going to have to bring your wife to the koyein. Famous question is, like, what shaykh is one after the other, right? He's not giving truma, so that's a goyrim that his wife should have to be brought to the kohen. Like, what's the pshat? It's a different pshatim that it said. But I saw now the Ksav Sefer says a pshat that benoyik sheba oilam, if a fellow's wife is chashuda, so he's not interested in going through a whole process. You know, first of all, she might be innocent. So to make her to go to make it to go to the bezdin, to the kohen, and make a ganzer process out of it, it's a bezayin for her, it's a bezayin for him. Forget about it, he'll just give her a get. Zehu. Problem is, he's going to have to pay a ksuba then, right? He's willing to pay a ksuba. But if a fellow's not going to give matnas kuna ki adua, aser vishul shetis asher, and if a fellow does not give trumas and maisers, he becomes poor. So then, if she's taka chashuda, he won't be able to give her a get to pay the ksuba. So then I'll have to end up taka bringing her to the kohen. Those are the ksav sefer, very nice pshat. And this ish kisiste ishte, the Gemara in Saita Dav Gimel Amin Adal says, Reish Lokish Oimer, Ein Adam Oiver Avera Elon Kein Nichnas Vay Ruach Shtus. Shenamar ish kisiste ishte. Siste with a sin, like from the word Shaita. So Chaim Shmulevitz at Zal says that, because I was wondering about this, how is it possible that Adam, the Teferes of the Bria, the chosen of all the creations, he's never b'tzel melekim, how's the shayach to come lidei chet? And the tshuva is, demes is not yitochim. It's not yitochim. If a fellow was given seichel, and he's the yitzir, you know, yitzir kapor shal HaKadosh Baruch and the bechir of HaKadosh Baruch, it's not shayach normally. Ein Adam over avera elam kein nichnas ruach b'shtus. So, if it's nichnas ruach shtus, what's the taina on the person? The teretz is, you shouldn't have brought yourself to a matziv where your mom is standing by the border and then a ruach shtus could chap you and then it's easy for you to do an aveira. That's the taina on the person. A person has to be a chored l'dvar Hashem. He has to be afraid of coming anywhere near an aveira. That way, if it's nichnas by a ruach shtus, so he's anyway far away from aveira, he's safe. But the time on the person, I mean, by a sight, this is another portion. She hung out with a different man, even if, let's say, she's innocent. But the etzem fact she allowed herself to be in such a matzav, that's a terrible thing. And it's like that with any aveira. If a person is talking, it says, you know, it says in the pasuk, Ashrei Adam mefachei tamid. Fortunate is the person that's always mefachei. And the Gemara says a different, brings down a different pasuk that Adarav, someone that's afraid is considered a chayte. You have to have betochim in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pachatu chatoim. A chayte is the one that's afraid. So the Gemara, that Ashri Adam Mefachi Tomid, that's Lagabe Torah and Yerushalayim. Fellow's afraid he's going to forget his learning. He has to chazar always. Fellow's afraid that he's going to lose his madrega. Over there, pachat is a good tzach. But stam pachat is not a good thing. But when it comes to Yerushalayim, Ashri Adam Mefachi Tomid, that's where the word charedim comes from. We're chared l'dvar Hashem, we're chared and we tremble. It's good to say over a mice, I heard from Rosham Shvadron, Zeke Tzadik Levrocha, he said that the Slonim Rebbe was once in Brisk, and he said to his shamish, come, let's go see what Yerushalayim is. So he went to the Brisker Rebbe's house. He wasn't home. He said he was in a newly renovated mikveh. He was busy checking out the mikveh if it's kosher. So they went to the mikveh, and Briskarov is there, and his shirt sleeves with the candle. He's checking everything out. He was so involved in the ASIC, he didn't realize that they walked in. And then he says, kosher, kosher, gevalt. So this shamish of the Rebbe was vice tayser, shtikul mumchen in mikveh. And he says to the Rav, it looks like there's a shtickle crack over there. Isn't that a shayla? The minute he pointed out there's a shayla, the Rav started tittering, mamish shaking, that they mamish thought that it was sakonis nefashis. They were afraid he was going to pass out. The maisa, he looked and he checked that name and he finished the shayla. So Slonim Rebbe said to Shamish, take a look. He says, nobody was yet teufel in this mikveh, right? It wasn't a shayla of somebody being teufel already in a shayla, whatever. He was checking out the mikveh. But he said the words kosher, and a shayla came up. Take a look the way he was tittering. says, "Das ist anders der Kiyur Shemayim." Years later, after the war, the Shamish, he ended up moving to Eretz Yisrael. And he one time went into the Brisker Rav and he introduced himself and he reminded him of the Maisa when there was a Shaila. He right away, the minute he said Shaila, he saw the expression of the Brisker Rav changing. That's Shad Chored L'Dvar Hashem. That's Shad Emizdik, Emizdik Yerushamayim, Emizdik Pachat from Chaton. The Gemara in the Dorm, Daf Tesa Midbeis, brings down a famous Maisa. Tana Rabbonon, Omer Shimon HaTzadik, Miyomai lo yachalti osham nozir tome ela echad. In all my life, I never ate the osham of a nozir tome, only one. What's pshat? Because a nozir, when he becomes tome, it soyser his whole nazirus, and he has to bring a carb, and then he has to start all over again. So Shimon HaTzadik was choishes that they didn't really, they weren't sincere enough in this Naziris, and he asked Harot on his Naziris, so he questioned the validity of the carbon. Except for one. By one Nozer, I did not question it. What happened? Pamachas bo'odom v'ro'isiv shu yifei einayim, I saw his eyes were beautiful. V'toiv ro'yi, he was very good looking. U'kvutsoisiv z'duris lo'y taltam, he had beautiful hair and curls. Marti loy bini mara isol hashkes sarecho zehano. What do you see to destroy your hair? Omali, he said, roya ha'isi la'aba bi'iri. I was a shepherd. I went to be mamala mayim from the water, from the spring, and I saw my reflection. Upochaz olai yitzri. My yitzahara, he rushed upon me. Ubikish l'tardenim in ha'olam. He wanted to be chase me away from the world. So you're so good looking, you're so handsome. And he wanted either instill gaiva in me, or maybe get me talking to do Averis, use my good looks for Averis. So Amarti Loi, I said to him, Russia, Loma Atom is Goa Ba'olam Sheina Shalcha. Why are you raising yourself up in a world which is not yours, B'mishu who wasid li yishrim v'soyleya, in someone that's going to be worms and rot? Ha'avoida, I swear by the avoida shagalchech l'shamayim. Immediately, miyad amadati v'nershaktiv al roishai, I kissed him on his forehead, v'omarti lo, I said to him, k'moicha yirbu noizer in aziris b'Yisrael, olecha ha'kosav oimer ish kiafli, linder neder nozir lahazir l'Hashem. So, Simcha Zisel Broid is a Chetzadik Levrachel, the governor of Yeshiva. He said that he visited Europe. He grew up in Eretz Yisrael. He visited Europe and he went around to different yeshivas to be yoinate from the different mahalchim in the yeshivas. And he spent some time in Kelm. And over there, he heard a shmooze from Agoyin HaKodesh, the Mashgiach of Daniel Mofshevitz. Zechet Tzadik Levrachel, Levrach Hashem Yim Kim Domov. And they say about Rav Daniel, like he was a malach, mamash a malach elakim. So they give you a little bit of an idea who he was. You know, the Nazis, Yimach Shemam V'Zichrom, they marched the whole city of Kelm out to the fields where they killed them all. So the whole city, led by Rav Daniel and his brother-in-law, Gershon Yadnik, Zeichet Tzadik V'Kodesh L'Brach, he was also a mashgiach there. They led the whole city out. They sang the Yom Tov Dika Adonai Lama on the way there. That's the way they marched to die al Kiddush Hashem. And once they were there, Rav Daniel asked permission if he can go back to his house for a little bit. He had to do something. They gave him permission. He went back to his house. He came back 10 minutes later. So his koyvim asked him, what did he have to get from the house? So he said, we're going up as a korban now. And the korban has to be Reach Nichayach. So I went to clean my mouth. I went to brush my teeth. This is the Guru's Hadas that a person has at that moment. Half-lev a fellow. But anyway, so he gave a shmuz on this inyan. And he asked the kash. He says, what was the biggest bilus over here from this Nozir and Hadar? He says, first of all, you have to realize the Ramban says that every Nozir is like a Kohen Gadol. Mamash on the Madrid of a Kohen Gadol. He's mekabel on himself, and the zeris is not stam and neder, legabi wine, legabi tumah. He becomes a different person. He becomes like a kohen gadol. That's number one. That means every Nazir is on a very high madrega. Number two, it was in the times of Shimon HaTzadik. That was one of the most glorious periods in the history. Kozman Shimon HaTzadik was around, Klal Yisrael was on a madrega, the Nisim and the Beis HaMikdash were present, the Ne'am HaRavi never got extinguished, the Lechem HaPonim was fresh and hot a week later, the Eish HaMarocha was mamish full force. So you're talking about the elite of Klal Yisrael. They were mamish were like Nevi'im and like Kanim Gedolim. In a door which was mamish beyond. And that Shimon HaTzadik still was mesupik on the Nazirim if they were sincere. But this Nazir comes along, oh, this fellow mamish, there's no shaila by me, he's 100% sincere. What did this Nazir have in him that other Nazirim did not have? So he says, he says that normally when a person deals with the Yetzer Hara, and there's a chash of an aveira. So like Chazal say, what do you do? Having mechashiv, hefsid, mitzvah, keneged schara, schara aveira, keneged hefsid. You make cheshbonos, and then listen, it's not kedai, it's kedai for me to live in Olam Haba, and I'm gonna give up on this immediate hano, I'm not gonna get myself into it. And that's taka, it's a good cheshbon. But the problem is, if you start making cheshbonos at a moment of weakness, you can be nechshul also, right? Cheshbonos is a good zach, but still in a moment of weakness, a person could be nechshul. This nazir, he said, I'm not cheshbon, you're not part of my cheshbon. Russia, lomatam is God, the oilam she'ena shalcha, you're not part of my world. You're not a baldover over here. I'm not dealing with you. Get out of here. I don't want to deal with you. That kind of a zach, he's not making any cheshbonos, he's not discussing anything. There's nothing to discuss, you're not part of my world. That's already a different madrega. Says as big as a person could be, you know, other Mauritian, Chava, what was her mistake? She started talking to the Nachash. The Rabbi Yishma said, not allowed to even touch the tree. Obviously, he pushed her into the tree. And then she gave to Oda, and Chazal say, Oda made a cheshbon. He says, you know, maybe it's talk better if I eat from the Eitz Hadas. This way it's easy to be Oved Hashem. I'll get more schar. I'll be Baina Olamis if I eat from the Eitz Hadas, and it's hard for me. He started making cheshbonos. Yeah, it's kedai for me. And that was probably the worst mistake in the history of the world, that all the tzaros of the world stem from that cheshbon. But this Nazir over here, he said, Rosho Lama Atom is Goya, but Oilam Sha'ina Shalcha. I have no dealings with you. Out with you. I'm destroying you. L'shamayim. So that sincerity that he said, Anan Sahadi, it's clear that this person is never going to be Nikshon. He takes his belief. And he gives a marshal to this. As beautiful as the beer is, he says, Marshal Ma'adar Rezaim. There's a young prince that's walking in the street, and he sees kids that are playing brawl in the mud. And he chaps a taiva, you know, I love to play ball with them. So he starts making a cheshbon. He starts making a cheshbon. I'm wearing my gold begodim with the jewelry, with the diamonds and Alice Dinks. I'm going to go in the mud. I'm going to get myself dirty. It's a good cheshbon. But that's not the real reason why you shouldn't go play ball with them. There's a much bigger reason. You're a melech, you're a ben melech, you're lamaila from this. You have no shaykhs to this. This is not part of your world, right? That's the way a yid has to think. Yeah, Chazal said to make a cheshbon, but there's a higher way of thinking. This is not my world. And that was the Rosha, lama atom is goya, ba'olim she'ena shalcha, and on that Shimon HaTzadik, he saw Anan Sahadi, that this person, taka means b'leib shalom. That's a lesson to all of us. We are bombarded with advertisements of kol mine mishigasa. You know, and it makes a roshim. Let's face it, if it wouldn't make a roshim, they wouldn't be spending millions and millions of dollars on advertisements. Obviously, it makes a roshim. But if a person makes up, it's not my world. I'm not in the spoil from some guy that makes up an advertisement, you know, makes up a Bubba Maisa that I have to have this, and if I don't have this, I'm not a mensch. You know, if a person thinks like that, this is not my island. I'm not in the spoil from this island. Finished, weiter gegangen. And that really makes life a lot simpler. That's a lesson that we could learn from this Nazir. We find the stira in Chazal. On one side, it says that Nazirus is a gavalda ge'inyan. It says Kolaroy Soiti Bekulkulo Yazar Asmim and Ayayin. Ramban says he's like a kohen gadol. Midr Gisa Chazal says it's a tain on him. You know, a person that is misagave himself, a person that punishes himself, and he's pyrish from Hanor from Oilam Hazeh, is not a good desire. So which one is it? It's a stira. So the Dubna Maggid says a very nice moshe. There were two neighbors that were living next to each other, and both of them were terrible aniyim, mamish. Aniyim, rudim, didn't have a penny to their name. One of them was a tailor, and the other one was a ganav. And mamish had no money. And they both had daughters to marry off. So the neighbor, the ganav, comes over to the tailor, and he says, what are you planning on doing? You know, you have daughters to marry. You're pretty soon it's going to come. You're going to have to make chasanas and marry them. Well, what are you going to do? So he says, what I did was I made up my mind that every week I put away a couple of pennies. I made locked boxes that I put the keys away somewhere. I have locked boxes. I put a penny here, a penny here, a penny here, a penny here, and it accumulates. So the Ghana says, I can't do that. That's a very good answer for you. But I make my living on breaking locks. I break bigger locks and harder locks. For me, locking up a box is nothing. I'm going to break through it easily. That's not an answer for me. Says, for somebody that keeps the locks of the Torah, he keeps the Isurim and he keeps the Siyogim. So for him, a Naziris is Taka. It's a Kabbalah which he keeps, and Abarabi is going to become greater because of it. But someone that's a pirate's getter as it is, and he's not Zoyer, Lagabi the Averis, and Lagabi the Siyogim, for him, Naziris is not you torturing yourself for no purpose at all. Right? It said, Ish Kiyafli, a person that's separating himself, Taka. For that person, it's a Gevaldi Gezach. Agut and Shabbos, everybody.